Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie Day, Friday. We are podcasting for 2 hours on Transformation Talk Radio from 12 to 2. Stay tuned after this podcast. We're going to be speaking again with my co-host, Joan Sharp. And Joan tells us and teaches us how to change the conversation from money to vision. It's important to shift that mindset so that we can start communicating our vision of what it is that we want to experience instead of saying we can't afford it. And that's what Joan teaches us every second Friday of the month, right after this podcast. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and it's an honor and a pleasure today to, again, feature the stories of hope. I created this podcast because I know how important it is to share stories, to tell stories, because we heal through stories. So sharing these stories with your daughters, with your granddaughters, with your neighbors, with your friends, with your family, this is why I wanted to create it, because I know how important it is for our healing, for our collective healing. The Lady Boss entrepreneurs that I'm going to introduce you today have overcome insurmountable odds, and they're here to share with you their story of how to triumph, for you to, you know, be inspired that if you're faced with anything in your life right now, that you can overcome that. I'm excited to introduce you to our first guest, Lady Boss Dr. Julie Ducharme. She is a sought-after keynote speaker. She's an author, a business consultant, and she is the founder of Women's Empowerment. Big founder on Women's Empowerment. So it's welcome. Welcome to the show, and it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. So I'm sure that you have an incredible story to share, something that you want to inspire our audience with, something that has helped you heal. And what is that core message?
Yeah, I mean, and thankfully, I get a chance to travel the country and share these stories a lot. In fact, I really, what you're doing, I love, because we work with a lot of women across the country and give them a platform to tell their story, because I always tell people, you don't have to be a celebrity to share your story, and we all need to hear it. And so, I recently had written a book called Authentically You, and it's about my path and how I had taken, I kind of started out in the world. I always think it's a cruel thing to ask 18-year-olds, what do you want to be in life? Because if we could only see that when we're 25 and 35, our wants are going to be totally different than 18. But I started out in a path. I was recruited to play volleyball for college, and I was really excited to be there. And it was really a dream come true for me. I came from a small town. My parents had said, if you want to go to college, you got to figure it out. We just don't have the money for it. So I'd gotten this full ride scholarship and super excited. I was in my first class, and I'd gotten back my first paper, and I turn it over and it's a D-. And I'm really shocked, because I was an AB student in high school. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go talk to the professor. I'll figure this out. So I meet with the professor and come in thinking that this person's going to give me some support or give me some direction. And he looks at me and he says, Julie, you're just not smart enough to be in college. You should drop out. And it was so shocking, because it wasn't that I could get help. It was that I was so not smart, I shouldn't even be in college. And you can imagine, when you're an impressionable 18-year-old living your dream, to have some big professor tell you that, you know, it's just devastating. And he didn't say anything else to me. I picked up my stuff and left, and I did what every good girl does. I called my mom and cried. And she did what every good mom does. She said, he's an idiot, go get a tutor. And, you know, I just laugh, because moms have such insight, you know, in those moments. But as I went through college and I was successful, you know, I finished my degree, I won national titles. For the next 10 years, I went on to, you know, open businesses. I started being a college professor at the age of 23. I mean, I was fighting for all these things because in the back of my mind, I kept remembering this guy telling me that I wasn't smart enough, you know, and I was going along and, oh, well, if I just get a little, one more degree or one more piece of experience, that will make me worthy. And so as I was fighting through all of that, about 10 years later, I was walking somewhere and I actually ran into this professor again, and he remembered me, and he said, oh, you know, Julie, how are you doing? And it was kind of like those movies where you have those flashbacks, right? So here's 10 years flashing back in my head of all these things that I've done. And in that moment, I was like, you know what? I've always been smart enough. I've always been good enough. And I see it's always interesting how we let people who could care less about us let their words impact us so powerfully. And so in that moment, I got a chance to say to him, you know, it's Dr. Julie Ducharme and I'm doing just fine. And that was a little moment of vindication there. I don't, you know, I don't tell people like, go get your vindication, but it just felt good to see the look on his face that, hey, guess what? I was smart enough. And so that was something that really impacted my journey because I had fought so hard to get to all these spots to have the job, you know, the big job with the big pay. And I started realizing that that was not anything that I wanted. I'd done it because that was what I was supposed to do. Everyone said, if you want to get the big job, that's what you need to do. And I had this big job and everything. And I just remember one day I was like, I hate this. I don't want to be doing this. This is not me. This is what I thought I needed to be smart enough. And I, you know, said to my husband, you know, that big job I have with really good pay. And he says, yeah, I go, I would really like to quit it. And he was kind of like, okay, well, as long as you can find another job that makes money, fine. And I was thankful because I thought, gosh, this is not going to go over well. And probably quitting the job was tougher than doing it because I was so worried that everyone was going to think I was such a big failure because I'd worked so hard to get to this job. You know, it was a real high level job for my age at the time. And so, you know, I talked to a couple of friends and they said, listen, you know, you need to go after what you believe in. And you've got these little mini companies you started, you've been playing with them. It's time that you like go after that. And while you're transitioning, we'll give you some jobs. So you've still got some money coming in, but you're building your companies. And that was some great advice. And so I quit my really big job. It did not go over well with the company. People weren't happy with me, but I was working 80 hours a week. My hair was falling out. I wasn't getting sleep. My blood pressure was through the roof and I was living a life that I didn't want. And so I quit that job and took a deep breath and jumped into my companies. At the time, I had two companies that I had started just as a fun side thing, an events company and also a consulting company, which now they are 18 years old. And I started just going after it. And I had a lot of like, you're going to fail. Small businesses don't work. I have people who would say, the English department's down the hall. Women don't do business. You can get out. A lot of that stuff happened. And I just kept pushing past it and saying, you know, I'm not going to let my first 10 years of that person saying, you're not smart enough affect me. And luckily I'm competitive and I'm stubborn. And so as those things happened, and there was definitely a little bit of what I call innocent ignorance as I started these things, you know, it was like, ah, sure, let's start a business. I really had to start, you know, really learning those things. So as I went through that process, I started, you know, I had two companies. I ended up starting my third company, which was the Technical Vocational College. And there's definitely a little more to starting a college than, you know, we probably originally started with. But that's been going successfully for about 6 years and it serves veterans. And then I thought during COVID, what a better time to start a fourth company. I say that a little jokingly, but we actually started my previous career before all of this. I was a professional athlete. And so I decided to start my fourth company, Taylor Elite Sports, which is really supporting athletes. And I create for them, not only apparel, but also different types of equipment that help, better their game. And then, of course, we do a lot of giving back in that as well to young youth in sports. So I decided to start that. But, you know, part of the journey that was tough was hearing that I wasn't smart enough. And when I wasn't smart enough, I was too young for the job, or I didn't have enough experience for the job. Or, you know, I was in a male-dominated environment and I wasn't welcome. You know, I remember I was excluded from a cigar circle because I was a woman and I couldn't be in the cigar circle. So just different things like that. But really,
To me, it sounds wonderful how many companies you started, how many things that you've done to, you know, to really prove your journey of being worthy and resilient and able and capable of all the success that you can achieve in your life. I want to be able to let the audience know, because we have less than 1 minute. 10 minutes always goes by so quick. Yeah. Tell the audience, let's let everybody know how they can get in contact with you and what is it that you're offering to them on how you can help them. How can they get in contact? How can we find you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, easiest way is go to drjulieducharme.com. That's like a main hub. You can message me, contact me. We do everything from consulting, building businesses, events, and more. So you can reach out to me there. Let me know your concern, questions, needs. If I don't have it, I network with a lot of people that I can connect you with. But that's a great way to just get me there in that hub, because I have so many different businesses and companies. So drjulieducharme.com, and same thing on Facebook, Dr. Julie Ducharme, Instagram, Julie Taylor Ducharme.
That's super awesome. I'm definitely going to keep you as a resource, because I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs, and being able to know where to send them to for the things that you're offering is a good connection to have. So thank you so much, Dr. Julie Ducharme, for coming on, sharing your incredible wisdom, your skills, and your gifts with the world. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Heart's Journey Healing Hearts Oracle Cards and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. One of the celebrations for this month, it's my birthday, and I'm so excited to celebrate as many times as I can with friends and connections. And one of the ways that you can support the Cornelia Stephanie Show is to go to my YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie. I want to raise the numbers there from, I think we're at 1.5K. I want to raise the numbers to 2.2 subscribers because I was born on the 22nd. I would love it if you would go to the YouTube, Cornelia Stephanie, and hit subscribe and hit that little like button on any of the videos that you see because it creates an algorithm for YouTube and that sends our videos like this all over the YouTube audience that's looking for stories like this. Thank you so much for helping me celebrate my birthday. And thank you for helping me reach my goal of 2.2 subscribers. Thank you so much. My next guest, I'm looking forward to introducing you to her, Suzanne Taylor King. She is a life coach and she is certified in so many areas. Oh my God. She holds a BA in science and she has 35 years of coaching experience, of life experience, coaching experience. Like I said, she's certified in a lot of different countless programs that support you to empower you to live your best life. Welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say that all of those certifications came from finding myself. I was totally didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And it literally was just a personal development journey to find myself. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. So I know that you have so much wisdom to share because you work with so many people and you've learned so much over the years. And a lot of that, what you talked about also is the personal wisdom, the personal stories. So what story do you want to share with our audience today? Just that right thing that people are going to listen to and go, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
I think my adoption story is really, really powerful story of hope and love and generosity. And it really shifted so much for me. I had never wanted to have children. I had been through a really kind of tumultuous relationship and divorce in my early 20s and spent a long time single after that divorce. And during that single time, I kind of decided I'm never getting married again and I'm never having kids. And it was one of those emotional decisions that you make when your heart is broken. And I met my husband when I was 35. So after being single for almost 12 years and really allowed myself to fall in love again. And then I decided I wanted to have a baby. And it didn't work out so well. So we had a long struggle with infertility and decided at around my 40th birthday that I really didn't want to go through this struggle anymore if we were both open to adoption. So we started our adoption journey and we ended up getting chosen by a birth mom very, very quickly because of all the things that our person that was guiding us through the journey with the agency told us not to do. But my husband and I felt really, really strongly about being totally transparent with who we are, including our big Great Dane, including the things we wanted in our future, all the things that she kind of wanted us to hide and dim about ourselves. And we really took a chance and had the dog on, you know, the front cover of our profile, which she thought was a mistake. And literally, that's the reason we got chosen, because of God. Yes. And so we were chosen very quickly. And it happened on a Friday. And literally, my son was born on Tuesday. So my maternity leave started that Monday. And luckily, I had a very supportive boss at the time. And I can say that something shifted inside of me in the hospital. We were in the hospital when he was born, and meeting the birth mom at that point, who was 18 and wanted to become a mom when she could do it how we were doing it, not how she would have to do it at 18 without parents, still in college. And I really was just so, I've never thanked God so much in my life for allowing that to happen, for her choosing us, for her choosing adoption in the first place, for her openness. I wanted to adopt her as well and bring her home with me. I was old enough at the time to be her mom too. And it really, it shifted so much in my, and I never even think that my son didn't come from my body. He's so much like me. Until I tell the adoption story, and I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't have to do childbirth.
And I love that story. I love that story. How old is your son?
He's 11 now.
He's 11. Wow. I can totally relate to a lot of what you're saying in, you know, going out of a relationship, not wanting to have children, never wanting to get married again. These are all things. And I know that our audience, many ladies will be able to relate to that. What yeah. an incredible story. And now you have a healthy son, mm-hmm. a healthy, happy son, 11 years old, you're married, and you're successful helping people all over the world yeah. with your programs, with what it is that you're doing. It's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so fun. I mean, to actually be doing a job that you love really is life altering. You know, I work with so many entrepreneurs who aren't happy in their jobs, executives that aren't happy. They want to change something. They want to shift something. And 9 times out of 10, it's about shifting that personal healing story, whether it's, you know, an illness or food that you're eating or exercise, even mindfulness and meditation. You know, so many times it's about healing yourself. And then somehow the job seems to be better.
Yes. And making these choices from a place of, yeah, I want to take good care of myself. I want to extend my life force energy. I want to heal myself. I want to live my best life. Right?
Yes.
It comes
yes.
from making those choices. So yes. you work with clients. How can people get in contact with you for session work, or what kind of programs do you offer now?
I work with most of my clients in the mastermind group format. I've just found that my clients learn from each other, especially those, you know, certain executives and business owners. I group them in a peer group with like business owners, and then they get one-on-one time with me and the group time, and it's been so effective. And then of course I do one-off sessions as well for certain topics, and everything's on my website, SuzanneTaylorLifeCoach.com. And with business owners, I cross the line between life coaching and business consulting because I have 35 years under my belt of starting different businesses. I started numerous businesses in my single days for different boyfriends. I'm not sure what that's about. That's a whole different healing story. But they ended up with very successful businesses. Didn't have a successful relationship with any of my business partners, but very successful businesses. And it was so fun for me to do that. So I decided to incorporate some of that into what I do with my career.
Yes.
And actually get paid for it.
Right. Because you're good at it. Because
yes.
you do it for the boyfriends, right?
Yes.
You're good at it. It's a skill. Some people are skilled at, you know, creating businesses and putting these programs together. And it's wonderful when we learn to do that and then be able to identify that skill and get paid for it. So
yes,
that's so that you're offering that to your clients as well, entrepreneurs, small business owners.
Yes.
Like you said, are you on social media as well?
Oh, everywhere. Yes. Facebook, Suzanne Taylor Life Coach, Instagram, Suzanne Taylor Life Coach, LinkedIn, just my full name, Suzanne Taylor King. And yeah, I participate in all of those content on every one of those platforms, which keeps me very busy.
Yes, it sounds
content, nice. Coming up with ideas. And I have an awesome assistant and she helps me do all that.
That's so great. I can relate to the awesome assistant too.
Yeah.
So wonderful, because you got a chance to meet Ashley. So she's awesome. Definitely. Who would we be without our team? Just like today, our producer at Transformation Talk Radio is behind the scenes, you know, producing everything like this so that you and I can do what it is that we
yes.
do. Shine our best light out to help others. And I want to thank you so much for coming on, for sharing your incredible adoption story and all the wonderful good things that you're doing with the women entrepreneurs, the people that you empower. Thank you so much for joining us today. And let's
thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Take good care, Susan. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerator program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Wow. welcome back, beloved audience. Thank you so much for joining us, for listening today. And thank you for helping me celebrate my birthday. Head on over to my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and help me reach my goal of 2.2K subscribers. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, so that those videos that we upload, content like this, keeps reaching the world for all the people that need to hear this beautiful content. So let me introduce you to my next guest. My next guest is Barbara Walsh, and she's got an incredible story to share with us today. She's a mom, she's a coach, and she's overcome breast cancer, and she healed it naturally. So I am so delighted to hear this. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. I just really appreciate being here and being included with all of the wonderful women that you've assembled and all of their inspiring stories. This is a real honor and a treat. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad that you said yes and that you're willing to come out and share your story and, you know, empower and inspire women, and I'm sure men too, because when I looked up the statistics this morning about the rising cases of breast cancer, estimated at 276,000. And then there's also men. Breast cancer for men is also on the rise. And so I'm just honored that you said yes and that you're here to share your story, how you overcame it. So take us right into it.
Okay, well, the turning point in my life came 4.5 years ago. As you said, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and actually I was running a pretty successful business. I had just celebrated my 30th wedding anniversary, and things were going great in my life, honestly. I went for a routine mammogram, and it turned out to be anything but routine, because they came out and they said, you need a biopsy. And then when the test results came back, the doctor said, you have cancer. And it's the most devastating thing that anyone will ever hear, honestly. I felt like my life was spinning out of control, and the life that I knew was pretty much going to be over. And I was, along with being frightened, I was frustrated, because I wanted to know, how did this happen? How did I develop cancer in the first place? And my doctor really couldn't answer that question. They just were really encouraging me and actually pushing me, get into treatment right away. And that was another point of frustration, because the only treatment I was offered was surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy.
Wow.
And my husband asked the question. He said to the doctor, so if my wife agrees to this treatment, will she be cured? You know, what's the prognosis? And I was completely surprised by the answer, because the doctor said, we'll consider it a success if there's no recurrence of cancer within 5 years. And I thought, wow, 5 years? And then I thought, wait a minute. You know, radiation is known to cause cancer. Chemotherapy is known to cause cancer. So I thought, if I put these things in my body, it's a pretty good bet I'm going to end up with recurrence in 5 years, or if not recurrence, some other kind of cancer. And on top of that, I was thinking about my dad, who was diagnosed with cancer when I was a kid. And he went through all those same treatments, and he never got better. And I watched him die when I was 13. Mm. Now, at the time of my diagnosis, my own son was 14. And I thought, you know, if I have 5 years, I don't want him to see what I saw. And I don't want to spend those last years, you know, going in and out of hospitals and just having treatments and just like existing, you know? So my husband and I left the doctor's office and we went home to pray. And when I say pray, it was no, you know, pie in the sky prayer. We prayed. And I was really seeking wisdom, because I needed an answer. I wanted a direction. And I felt like God led me to do research on breast cancer. And what I learned was eye-opening. It was the most amazing thing. I learned about the fact that our body is designed to heal itself, that God has put sophisticated things in place, and the key to health and healing is our immune system. I also learned about the power of nutrition and how God has created foods to naturally work in tandem with the immune system to keep our bodies strong and, you know, protect us from illness. Or if we do happen to develop an illness, whether it's a cold or cancer or even the coronavirus, our body is designed to heal from these things. But our part is we have to support that process. And I also learned about alternative cancer treatments that are all natural that have helped many people around the world. So the more I thought about it, I thought it makes so much more sense to nourish my body so it could heal than to poison myself hoping that I'm going to get well. And so I knew that was the path that God had for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going all in. And I did. I detoxed. I changed my entire diet. I changed the way I lived. And I included an all natural cancer treatment. And within 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. My energy returned. I felt better and I looked better than I had in years. And after 6 months, I was retested and the cancer that was in my left breast could no longer be found. And there was no evidence of cancer anywhere else in my body. So if that's not an answer to prayer and a miracle, I honestly don't know what is. But, you know, the coolest part about it is that by being proactive and making those changes, I had the option to make those changes in my life, and my body actually responded to that. And that's why I became a board certified master health coach, because I really feel like through my whole process, I kept thinking to myself, if I had known any of this before, I probably could have avoided cancer in the first place. And I thought, I got to just try to tell people that they have alternatives, that they have options. I really hope to help people, break free from fear of illness and diagnosis, and help them to see that by making those changes, they could impact their body in a positive way. And they can also, hopefully never have to hear the words, you have cancer. Like, they could hopefully learn from my mistake and be proactive and not wait. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much my story in a nutshell. So...
Oh my God. I mean, I'm just like so inspired by what you shared. Like, so first, my first question is, because you said in the first 30 days you lost 30 pounds. Did you change your nutrition, which you said you did? And did you cut out sugar? Was one of my thoughts, right? Did you cut sugar out? Is that a yes?
Yes, I did. I cut out sugar. I changed my entire diet. I mean, before cancer, I was definitely not a poster child for being healthy or healthy eating in any way, shape, or form. I was, I was a junk food junkie. I was a yo-yo dieter my whole life. I just never really thought that what I was eating was actually impacting my health. I never realized it.
Yeah, you weren't conscious of it. So it's wonderful what you're doing now with all these rising breast cancer cases and cancer cases. You're going to be a very busy lady. You know, can empower people, so many people. I mean, because it's a wonderful gift that you're giving people, your case of self-healing, and then that you're now coaching people in a healthy way. And let's let the audience know how to get in contact with you, your website, your social media.
Okay, my website is www.goodnaturewellness.com. And if they want to hear my full story about my breast cancer journey, they can check out my podcast, which is the Good Nature Wellness Podcast, and that's streaming everywhere. And you can get me on Instagram. It's @good_nature_wellness, or Facebook, which is @goodnaturewellness.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that I'm glad you have a podcast and that you're putting that information out, because as you know, as a podcaster, continuously keep bringing information out, content out that to help people is a key gift that we're giving the world, and on a consistent basis with people that love you, that can follow you, and that can learn from you. And then we come together and we do that collective healing and growth together, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's a privilege to be able to do that and to share. Because like I said, when I was going through it, I wanted to know. And like the things that I learned, nobody was talking about them, you know? And it's great to know that you have options. It really is. It's great to know that you can regain control of your health. It's completely liberating, for sure.
Well, you definitely claimed your power, because, you know, that's the whole point. I think, you know, when we're given, when we've given our authority away to the doctors or to the lawyers or to the government or to any source outside of ourselves, and then people, you know, determine our fate of, you know, what's going to happen, then when we bring it back to our inside, our journey, our self, our take that power back. And like you said, you and your husband went and prayed and took it back to God. And when we trust and know that everything that we ask for is already given, it's already there. The solutions are already there, but we have to be willing to ask
and, yeah,
and to surrender.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely true. Very, yeah. Very true.
Well, it's wonderful, Barbara. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for doing such beautiful work. Thank you for being here on the planet and on the show. And we'll continue to see you and cheer you on with helping and inspiring many people to, you know, end the cancer journey in their life and say yes to help.
Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Thank you for coming on. We'll see you again. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to introduce you to my next guest. My next guest, Dr. LaTanya Jackson, is the founder of Identified Consulting Services. She's an author, she's an entrepreneur, She's a speaker. She's a trainer. She's a coach. And she is a lady boss. She's going to inspire us today with her story. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here, Cornelia.
Nice to have you. Wonderful. I'm so excited to hear what it is that you're going to share with our audience today, because I know that you came with a specific core message of something that you want to imprint upon us today.
Yes, thank you. Honor you and this show and all of the listeners out there. I'm so appreciative to be here. So when I thought about what to bring to this audience today, I had a download that happened at about 1 a.m. today. So it's fresh and I love it. It actually brought clarity for me as well. And over the years, since I started my entrepreneurial journey, I struggled with what is it that I want to do? Like I want to be a coach or a publishing project manager. Do I want to be a trainer? Do I want to be a speaker? And I would get really frustrated. And then who do you want to help? And what's your avatar, right? All of these questions. And I'm like, I found myself crying every time. I'm just like, forget it. My coaches are like, I'm tired of you crying. Could you just figure this out? And so as I was thinking about what to give to you all today and what to bring, here's what I heard. When you die to yourself, to your old nature, you will be able to make a dime. And I was like, what does that mean? And DIE is an acronym. So here's what it means. Decide. So the D is decide. And decide in and of itself was an acronym that I've used many times over. But it's really the first step. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill talks about you have to decide. If you listen to Bob Proctor or any of those gentlemen, they decide. It's like the number one thing. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Decide. What does that mean? Well, discover your brilliance. So what is it? What is your unique gift mix? What is it that you bring to the table? What are you? Who are you called to serve? How will you serve them and add value? Because that's what we should all be doing every single day. So that's the D in decide. And then the E is encourage yourself. And so what will your response be when there's opposition? Who are you called to walk alongside you in your journey? And how will you encourage yourself when things are tough? Because everybody might not be there. The C was commit to change your life and direction. And that commitment is going to come back around here in just a second. I won't spoil it. But commit to change your life and direction. What is the life that you want? Who will you hold? Who will hold you accountable for changing? Is it Cornelia listening to this show every week? Is it someone like me who is a coach and loves helping people give themselves permission to lead? Is it some other person out there, or is it you? Are you called to be that for somebody else? And so committing there, and then inviting truth in. Oh my goodness, you have to do that. Like, you can't live life without inviting truth in. And I think as I listened to some of the podcasts from before, I heard that theme kind of throughout as you're doing your feng shui, or if you're doing, you're traveling the country for a year, or, you know, whatever comes your way, you got to invite truth in, which is what I heard each of those wonderful, amazing people talk about, is how they did that in their own life. The next D is determine your way forward, right? So don't stay stuck where you are. You've got to make that decision. And really look at what is your freedom fulfillment plan? Don't you love that? I love that. What is your freedom fulfillment plan? What is it that you want to do? Who will join you in that freedom journey? Is it your spouse, your significant other, your life partner, your kids, family members, friends, right? So determine your way forward, but identify who's going with you in that. And then evict the BS. This is my favorite, right? Because it's BS is bogus stories, right? We all got to deal with mindset. And so the bogus stories, evict the BS. And I learned that from a coach. I love that coach. She changed my life. And so that's the first when we die, we have to decide. So there's a lot in that, right? And so I gave you a little, hopefully an acronym to remember. The I is invest in yourself, and really invest in you, which is you got to participate in your own unveiling, Y-O-U, your own unveiling. And I know, again, I love acronyms. I'm sorry, but hopefully it helps you remember. Invest in you. And so invest in your own unveiling, in that process, in that journey. And then the E is embrace the new you. Once you've decided what you're going to do, right, that D, and you've invested in you and participated in your own unveiling, then you've got to choose to embrace that person. And so that's the dying process. What's really cool is, this is the revelation I got this morning, is once you do that, then there comes this place where you get to multiply. And that's where you're still going to be deciding and you're still going to be investing, but now you're going to add that M. And that's when people start making money, is because they're like, hey, I learned this thing and now I get to multiply it. I get to help other people multiply themselves or become the best version. So that multiplier effect starts to happen. And then as I'm doing that, I'm still dying, but now I'm multiplying. And as I do that, I'm helping people. And as I do that, now I'm still growing and learning and becoming this new person. So I keep having to embrace the new me. And so you would do the same. So die so you can make the dime. That's part of my story.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And what else I'm feeling is just your energy, how contagious it is. Contagious it is. You're so energetic, so inspiring. And it's like electrifying. That's the energy that I'm feeling. I'm hoping the audience is feeling what I'm feeling from you, how inspirational and inspiring your message is. The other thing that I saw while you were talking, I saw the book. It's a little pamphlet book that talks about acronyms and that, you know, that just shares, you know, your love for acronyms that people can look at and, you know, go through and use it for their daily positivity programming. So this is definitely what I saw in your toolbox of things to create for the world.
Thank you. I will absolutely do that. In fact, I created a flyer for you all and I didn't get it finished. I had a coaching session right before this. And so it will be available, and the website's going to be GET2Worthy.com. So GET2Worthy.com, because that's really what this journey, I've been seeking purpose and identifying worth most of my life for a lot of different reasons. And so I have a heart to help people. I think everyone who's in business does. And if you have that heart, right? But for me, my specific, I believe, assignment, and Cornelia, thank you so much. That was just, that blesses me in the sense of just helping people get to worthy. And that's, I was like, I love acronyms because that's how I can remember, what do I need to do? How do I help people? And so receiving that download this morning for you all was amazing for me. And I hope, as Cornelia said, that it is inspirational and motivating. And so if you go to that site, give me like another hour, you can get the information, but you'll get the, you'll be able to get a download with the acronyms in a nice little typed up thing that you could print off and hang up somewhere if you'd like.
Oh my God. So perfect. So it's already there. It's a flyer that's already there. So I saw it as a book. So good. Okay. That was my intuitive hit. Obviously that it was already created, but I definitely saw it. So, how does the audience connect with you on social media as well? Are you on Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, I am on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, it's at Executive Coach Jackson. And on Instagram, it's at Career Coach Jackson. I tried to make the match. I kept getting the little error. So I just had to switch it. But ideally, one day I'll get them to be the same thing. So that's how you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for, you know, the work that you're doing and that you are inspiring the audience to claim their worthiness. It's a beautiful thing because it's absolutely ridiculous when we think that we have come from a place of not feeling worthy of good things in our life and to live our best life. I mean, I had to clear that unworthiness, not good enough feeling in my own life. So I know what you're talking about, and it's not a fun place to be. So we want to let the audience know that if you're in that space and you're claiming your worth, you're not feeling good enough, now is the time for you to get in contact with Dr. LaTonya Jackson. I thought it was LaToya. I thought, oh my God, LaToya Jackson's here. And no, we are blessed with you, Dr. LaTonya Jackson. Thank you so much for inspiring us today with your beautiful story, for coming on, and definitely share this link, this show, with as many people as we possibly can to inspire people into their worthiness.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Cornelia.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next show. We're changing our conversation from money to vision. We'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you, LaTonya. Take care. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.